Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to be hearing from Alex Jones here. Owen Schroyer still in studio, expecting Alex back tomorrow. He's coming up shortly. Wow, we got a loaded transmission. Let me just tell you, Roger Stone, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and more coming up. Just quickly, though, let me try to get us caught up on where we're at with the speaker's race. And I think one thing that I'm extremely impressed by, and that is proven to me last night, and that's that the anti-McCarthy holdouts, they are on message, they are unwavering, and they are effective. I have never seen such effectiveness from what is a small group of Republicans, but whether it's large group, small group, or anything from the Republican Party, not even Donald Trump, not even when he was president, they are all on message. Every interview they did last night, on message. They knew what they wanted to say. They knew what they didn't want to say. Totally prepared for everything, unwavering and effective. It's a beautiful thing to witness. Now, here's the situation with McCarthy. People ask me, well, would the Democrats vote for McCarthy? I think that ship has sailed. They maybe could have pulled that move in one of the first six votes. Now there's no way Republicans would switch and vote for somebody else. The only way McCarthy gets in today is if he did concede all of the points that the 20 other Republicans wanted. That is yet to be seen. We'll be covering it live. But first, here is Alex Jones.
My fellow patriots, not just here in America, but across the world, we are witnessing historic events in early January 2023. Today is January 5th, 2023, and I have it from high-level sources and real experts and insiders like Roger Stone, who's coming on to join us live in 15 minutes, that Mr. McCarthy is out as the Republican speaker, and we know who the front runner is. A lot of you already have a good idea, but I'm going to lay this out. Coming up here in a moment, and with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. This is a major symbol of a populist uprising and a huge populist rebellion against the globalists. I'm not attacking anybody that supported McCarthy. They have their own reasons. MTG is an incredible person with an amazing voting record that the enemies of freedom absolutely hate. She had agreements with McCarthy that he was going to do these great things in this wonderful pro-America agenda. But a lot of other folks don't trust McCarthy, and they see it as a symbol of bringing down the establishment to remove him. So this has really got the globalists scared. They just stole the last two elections. Now they were trying to install McCarthy. You've got Eyepatch McCain calling people that don't support McCarthy terrorists. No, representatives of the American people are allowed to vote for speaker who they want. Eyepatch McCain, we all know about the fake Texan that we're talking about. So again, Roger Stone is coming up here in about 15 minutes from now to lay all of this out. Tell everybody you know, tune into the broadcast right now because this is historic and it's very important. Also, the globalists are trying to shut down InfoWars, and we need your support now more than ever. We are right on the edge of shutting down, ladies and gentlemen. We make it easy to support the broadcast. I want to thank you all for your support. I encourage you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And I've got two great reasons for you to go, actually three. Down and out, the amazing sleep aid that is our strongest sleep aid with a high dose of melatonin and other key things like L-tryptophan that give you good, deep, clean sleep is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 5 months for 40% off. Now, coming up on Monday, we've got to end the sale on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus for 50% off because they're very close to selling out. So you can get the great Down and Out product now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on air. And you can also get the amazing Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus and keep this operation that's so key to the fighting against the New World Order on air. You've come through so many times. We've got a lot of big plans this year to help stabilize the operation, but we need your help right now. So please go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, tell everybody you know and share the live links to InfoWars.com/show and tell them Roger Stone with the Inside Baseball is coming up here in just about 12 minutes. There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, January 5th, 2023. Next segment, Roger Stone is coming on, who's got the sources to lay out the fact that McCarthy is done. And this is a major seismic shift, that there is a giant populist awakening to the globalist tyranny, and the American people will not be stopped by election fraud and by the FBI and Justice Department spying and intimidating and surveilling the American people. But here's the most important point we all need to be focused on, in my humble opinion, and that's what will the agenda of the new Republican Congress be? Not just controlling the border. Not just trying to back off this war with Russia. Not just trying to stop the fentanyl flooding in, or the devaluation of the currency and incredible inflation. No. Those are all just individual issues. How do you stop all of those? You impeach Joe Biden. And the impeachment hearings in the House will be a major platform to show his real crimes to America and the world, and will result in his removal. It's time to go on the offense. And McCarthy and others have only tenuously said they might have investigations into Twittergate and into the Hunter Biden files and into all the surveillance and censorship of big tech working with the government illegally. They're saying they might look at impeachment. No, we don't look at impeachment. We go for impeachment. That's why I love MTG. She's been calling for impeachment in the new Congress. And I understand why she supported McCarthy. He promised to follow all these great ideas and things that she and others had, but I don't think at the end of the day McCarthy can be trusted. Regardless of that, this shows the power of the American people and our representatives when we don't back down. We need to end the imperial leadership of the Republican and Democratic Party. We need to bring populism back to America. And Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer are about to lay all of this exclusive information out. And who is really at the front of the ticket to be the new Speaker of the House? This is such an important moment, not just for America, but for the world. But we've got to, again, inject into this debate around McCarthy right now the fact that we need pledges from people that are going to vote for this Speaker, and from who the new Speaker is going to be, a Black Republican from Florida that we'll be talking about in a moment. He's the front runner. That they will go for the impeachment. It's not just their right or our right. It is our duty, when someone commits these high crimes and misdemeanors and other things right in front of us, to remove them. We have him dead to rights. We have Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, and the New World Order and their whole system in our sights. So I'm going to hand the baton to Owen. Roger's coming up in the next segment. But finally, I have to add this point. I had to take some time off of my family to refocus and really get closer to God. I'll be back on Saturday doing shows, back on Sunday. Oh, and the crews are doing a great job. But I just need to remind the listeners that I'm in personal bankruptcy. So is Free Speech Systems. We're in Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, a reorganization. As long as we have enough money to fund our operation and stay on air, they can't shut us down. The appeal process will take 3 years. But if you don't support us, we'll be taken off the air. And it's an incredible development that when I leave town, we have the same amount of listeners. Owen's a great host. The other hosts are great as well. But the funds stop coming in. It's just a fact. But I can't kill myself and be here 365 days a week. I normally work 7 days a week, 15 hours a day. But I had to spend time with family. Okay, I had to reset, and it's been great. I've been hiking, exercising, praying, focusing, researching, spending time with my five-year-old daughter. But I need your support. I don't want to prove to you how serious things are at InfoWars by us downsizing or cutting the other shows or shutting down InfoWars. So we are that close. But the good news is our underage is only about $230,000 a month for the last 6 months. Sounds like a lot of money, but for an organization as important as us, as big as we are, that is very easy to do. If you just decide, despite this recession we're in, to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Down and Out Sleep Aid, sold out for over 5 months, strongest sleep aid we've got. It's incredible. It's back in stock. The sale on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, it's going to end on Monday because it's selling out. Those are 50% off. Take action now. Get great products you need. Get a copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World. Get a signed copy. That's a fundraiser. Take action now. I commend you. InfoWars is in your hands. America is in your hands. The world is in your hands. Please keep InfoWars on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep this beacon of truth on air. All right, Owen Schroyer's about to take over, and then Roger Stone next segment with the inside baseball, what's really happening with the battle over the speakership, and the inside info is McCarthy's already lost. Stay with us.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Roger Stone coming up, Marjorie Taylor Greene as well. It's been a very news-driven week. My transmissions this week have been very news-driven, and so we're going to have some guests, and I want to take calls today. But let me focus on the issue here before Roger Stone joins us and where I think we're out, where I think we're at with the House Speaker vote coming up shortly. We'll, of course, be monitoring that. Here are the main issues to expand on what Alex was saying. I was just taking some notes here. Here are the five issues that need to be addressed loudly and aggressively with the Republican leadership in the House. Some are obvious, some maybe not so obvious to our politicians, but we should make it obvious to them. And I think the issue is, for me, I have no faith that Kevin McCarthy would have any real motive, agenda, or desire to take care of any of these issues, quite frankly. So I just had no confidence there. That's how most Republican voters, most Trump supporters, most conservatives felt. And so it was nice to see what we the people feel, what we the people think, finally represented, even if it was a minority of 20 Republicans in the House. It felt good, didn't it? It felt right, finally, that we weren't being dictated from the top down from Fox News and Con Inc. and Karl Rove and Dan Crenshaw and Sean Hannity. No, you guys need to join our team. Team America, Team We the People. So here are the five issues. Close the border. Stop the war with Russia, which, folks, I'm going to get into a little bit of this today. And I could even get some more expansive knowledge if I really want to delve into this. But I think Russia is getting prepared for a major, massive move. I don't want to say frontal assault, but I think there's a major move coming. And as soon as the freezing temperatures in that region set in and the ground hardens, whatever reason, Russia's strategy is, that's when they go in. And it helps them because their troops are rested, their troops are ready, their troops are well fed, they're used to the cold, they've trained for it. The Ukrainian troops are struggling, folks. The Ukrainian troops are out of food, they're cold, they're desperate. And once that freeze sits in, that's when Russia is going to make its major move, and it looks like they're building up. So, quite frankly, geopolitically, it makes more sense for us to side with Russia. Now, we don't have to side with anybody. We can stay neutral and independent on this deal. Russia is going to win this thing. Now, the real issue should be, we don't want the U.S. getting involved, and we don't want there to be bloodshed. So, We'll talk about that. But stopping the war with Russia should be a major issue. Impeaching Biden, investigating Biden, that just has to happen. And this one is a little tough, you know. You don't want to see, I don't want to see this issue where every president now gets impeached and gets investigated because that's just the new par for the course thanks to what the Democrats did to Trump, an innocent man. But we are here today. Biden deserves to be investigated and impeached. Absolutely. So that's going to be key. And then, of course, you need probes. You need investigations launched into Twittergate, Faucigate, Vaccinegate. That has to happen. That's a big one. That might be one of the lesser odds of these issues being addressed, but that should be one of them. And then the fifth and final one, which of course just has to happen if anything's going to matter, something must be done about our elections. Something must be done to return confidence to our elections. Something must be done to restore faith in our elections. Something must be done so that the American people have any confidence or faith that when they go vote, the correct result is being represented. I'm not so sure that is how America feels right now. When we come back, it's Roger Stone, but I'll tell you this. Unless Kevin McCarthy conceded all of these different issues, including that he could be overthrown with just one individual, which he hated the most, that scared him, I don't think McCarthy gets in today. But there's rumors out there that he did concede. So we shall see. Now, would the Democrats vote for McCarthy? I think that ship has sailed. And if that happened now, Republicans would switch their votes, so McCarthy still wouldn't get the majority. Roger Stone.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. www.dr.joelwallach.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Seven, perhaps. And Roger Stone joins us now to give us some of the inside baseball. Roger, where do you want to begin? Do you want to begin with the last six votes and what led to Kevin McCarthy's double platinum sombrero? Or do you want to start with what you're expecting to see today based off what you heard from last night? Roger Stone.
Well, first of all, Owen, Happy New Year. Great to be back with you. Great looking sports jacket you got going there.
Apparently not good enough, huh?
Well, come on. You can't be on every year. You can't be on every
year. It's all right, Roger. You know I still love you.
There's always next year, my friend.
I'll work hard for it.
You always do. You always look good. First of all, we're witnessing history. I mean, this really is extraordinary. I'm kind of amused by the pearl clutching of the ruling class saying, oh, what an embarrassment for the Republicans. No, this is what democracy in a democratic republic actually looks like. What would be pathetic are secret, behind-the-scenes, backroom deals cut with special interest money so that the people never actually see what's going on in their government. So I think it's a very healthy exercise, first of all. Secondarily, it also has demonstrated that Kevin McCarthy, now going for the sixth ballot, simply doesn't have the votes. I mean, stick a fork in him. He's done. I think that's abundantly clear. So the only question now is, who is it that they rally behind?
So let me just ask you this quickly. So does McCarthy have any votes? Is McCarthy going to be nominated again today?
Well, it appears to me that he is now seeking to make a secret backroom deal with Hakeem Jeffries, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats. 2 weeks ago, of course, he said he would never do this, so he's caught in another lie. Remember, the Democrats could help him get elected simply by having enough of them vote present, which is essentially abstaining, to lower the total number of votes that McCarthy would require to win. He's perfectly capable of doing this because, as Matt Gaetz said yesterday, he has no ideology. He's not a conservative. He's about money and power. Had he responded more specifically to the 5 points raised by the Freedom Caucus in a formal letter to him last Sunday, I think he might be speaker right now. But let me give you the most important example. Since 1837, one member could always make a privileged motion to vacate the chair. In other words, to challenge the speakership of whoever the speaker was. So if the speaker did something egregious, for example, supporting a $45 million check for Ukraine, for example, then any member, one member, could move to vacate the chair and there'd be a vote of the full House. so that a speaker could be toppled.
And McCarthy really did not like that. That was one of his big bugaboos.
Well, Nancy Pelosi changed the rule to be that such a motion was no longer privileged. It had to be endorsed by one of the party caucuses, which means a majority in the case of Nancy Pelosi. That was clearly never going to happen. The Freedom Caucus demanded a return to the pre-Pelosi rule of one member, and Kevin McCarthy counter-proposed that it had to be five. Had he agreed to one, I think he might be Speaker today. Secondarily, we saw McCarthy go into various primaries and caucuses and use party money, leadership money, National Republican Congressional Committee money to mow down America First Patriot candidates like Laura Loomer, like Joe Ken, and others. And they wanted a pledge from him that he would not do that in the future. He didn't even address that in his response to the insurgents. So Kevin McCarthy has made his own bed. And I think when they convene shortly, I guess it's any minute now.
Yep.
He's still not going to have the votes. My guess is that he will continue to slowly lose votes until the dam is actually broken.
And to go back on that issue of the Democrats trying to help McCarthy in this, I think that ship has sailed. I think maybe there could have been a window of opportunity there in the first six votes where McCarthy's, 200 supporters, give or take a couple, would have continued to vote for him despite the Democrats changing the threshold. I think that ship sailed. I think the Democrats tried to do that now. Republican votes will match and either not vote McCarthy or abstain themselves. Would you agree with that?
I think it remains to be seen. One of the things we have to recognize is that McCarthy's votes are bought and paid for. In other words, he bought those votes with campaign contributions in the last cycle.
Maybe some of that FTX money.
I think that's actually a key issue here. Well, if I were Matt Gaetz, who I think, by the way, has done a brilliant and gutsy job with this whole thing, one of the questions I would pose on the floor to him is, explain to us why you took this FTX money and how you used it. I think it should be absolutely key. But the other thing we see here is that in our democracy, the movement that you and I belong to, the America First movement, it is not owned by Donald Trump. Donald Trump came out with a full-throated endorsement of Minority Leader McCarthy after he had already lost one day of balloting, and it had no effect whatsoever.
Yeah.
Now, there was one other absolutely key development here, Owen, that should be noted, and that is initially, for lack of a candidate, Matt Gaetz put the name of Jim Jordan up and put it into nomination. And although Jordan rose and spoke and urged his colleagues to vote for McCarthy, it is very notable that he did not withdraw his name from contention. So he really didn't undercut the insurgents as he could have. And then the switch from Jim Jordan, who simply does not want to be Speaker. I mean, he's really interested in heading the investigations into Joe and Hunter and the FBI and so on. The move to Byron Donalds of Florida is nothing short of brilliant. Donalds is a hardcore America First conservative. He's not an establishment Republican. He was not the candidate of the establishment when he won that seat. Secondarily, he's an African American, which would give the party a great opportunity to return to our roots as the party of Lincoln. Byron Donalds, particularly since the Democrats have chosen Hakeem Jeffries as their minority leader, would be a spectacular speaker. This was a stroke of genius, and clearly Byron Donalds himself is on board because he voted for himself in the last round.
That's Roger Stone. We got a short break here. We'll be right back with more. And, I want to talk about one narrative I'm hearing out there. They say, well, don't worry about McCarthy. This isn't a policy position. Well, if it wasn't a policy position, then why are you so desperate to get Kevin McCarthy in there? It might not be a policy position by definition, but please, for all practical purposes, policies somehow, some way will eventually come through.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalists, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Well, if there was any doubt if the Freedom Caucus and McCarthy holdouts were going to be committing to Byron Donalds, I think that doubt has now been removed. Dan Bishop just finished an incredible speech in front of the House Assembly just a moment ago. Truly incredible. They're about to begin the votes, and now they just have the votes are coming in right now. We'll be monitoring this.
Roger, you said something in the last segment that really stuck out to me because it's exactly how I felt, and I'd like you to expand on this. You put it, the pearl clutching from the establishment is very apparent. I'm paraphrasing, but basically there was a sense that it was Kevin McCarthy that was the establishment's pick. It was the establishment, Republicans, Uniparty, saying, hey, we pick McCarthy, that's how it goes, we run the show here. You, the people that vote for us, you mean nothing in this process. Get out of our way. Well, that is not how these Freedom Caucus members felt, and they were able to hold out and get it done. So then what we saw? We saw all the mainstream conservative news freaking out, Dan Crenshaw insulting people, even the New York Post insulting the Republicans with the Ukraine flag on their headline there, too, because they love Ukraine so much. So kind of expand on that a little bit. What's this pearl-clutching phenomenon to you that you're witnessing in the rejection of Kevin McCarthy?
It's very interesting. It's like they all work off of the same talking points. So if you go on Twitter, which I am now able to do, by the way, you can follow me at Roger J. Stone Jr. If you're one of those conservatives who isn't still banned on Twitter. If you see the talking points from all the House members, it is attacks on Matt Gaetz and his colleagues. They're egomaniacs. This is all about their ego. This is egotism. This is it has nothing to do with their egos. It has to do with fundamental principles. Secondarily, is this notion, talk about arrogance. McCarthy moved into the speaker's office without ever having been elected speaker. So there was a presumption there, an arrogance that is outrageous. And as I said earlier, no, this isn't embarrassing to the Republican Party. What this shows is that we have a party committed to a free, open, democratic process. We don't make our deals behind closed doors like the Democrats do. And it's absolutely clear to me with the anti-McCarthy vote now coalescing behind Byron Donalds, that Donalds has a real prospect to become speaker. Momentum is very important in these matters. When they choose to adjourn becomes very important. They adjourned yesterday, so you know behind the scenes furiously there were talks going on last night, but based on my best information, they have afforded nothing because kind of like Stonewall Jackson, there stands Matt Gaetz like a stone wall. He's not going to switch. He and his colleagues are not going to quit. They're not going to fade. So there's now at this point only one way that Kevin McCarthy and the FTX crowd around him can grab the speaker's office, and that is with the complicity of Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, and the Democrats. Whether that can still be done, I don't know. I'm not in regular touch with those people. But anything is possible. If McCarthy steals his speakership that way, well, then you can kiss any investigation into the illegal activities of Joe and Hunter Biden goodbye. You can kiss any investigation into Dr. Fauci and the lies we've been told about the safety and the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccination, goodbye. You can kiss any investigation into the abuses by the FBI, goodbye. And you will have the status quo. You'll have exactly what you have now, with one exception. We'll probably send another 25, 30, maybe even 45 billion to Ukraine. Oh, and there's 370,000 homeless veterans in this country.
Yep.
Shipping more money to Ukraine is just unconscionable.
Yep.
But we all saw Kevin McCarthy sporting the Ukrainian flag pocket square.
Oh, sure.
That would definitely be knocked off my best and worst dress list, as well as the Ukrainian flag lapel pin. So I would say Kevin McCarthy is Ukraine first, wouldn't you?
Well, he certainly, as you said, likes the Ukrainian colors there in his lapel pin and his pocket square. A bad look for me as an American. I don't want to go to war with Russia. I don't think there's any victory for America there. The only victory would be stopping war. But early returns, quickly, early returns are in, and it's obviously too early to say right now with McCarthy 28 votes, Jeffries 23, and others 4. But early returns to me say McCarthy's not going to get it again. I mean, all you need is 20 other votes, and as long as no Democrats abstain from their vote, that's not going to change the threshold. So I don't see this changing again. I mean, Roger, this is embarrassing, quite frankly, not for Matt Gaetz, but for Kevin McCarthy. He's about to go 0 for 7. I mean, how do you even, like, what do you, you've had, this is your third day now, if you're Kevin McCarthy. Nothing has changed. You didn't concede what you needed to get in. I'm not even sure it would have mattered this late in the game. The 20 holdouts, they're not changing their mind. They've committed now to Donald's. Looks like he's ready for the role. So what is this? Is it just they're just trying to force their will upon us? Is that what this is? It's a war of futility? Like, they're just going to force their will on us and just keep voting until we give in? I don't see that working.
No, we definitely have a Mexican standoff here. When I spoke to Alex Jones this morning and he asked me to join you, he made a very, very key point, which is the fact that President Trump endorsed McCarthy and that it didn't move any votes. In fact, it actually, the rebels actually gained very slightly, shows that the movement is bigger than any one person. Now, I must tell you, I cannot explain the president's support for McCarthy. I've talked to him about it. I'm not going to get into the specifics of that conversation. But to me, I don't understand why he objects to Mitch McConnell but likes Kevin McCarthy. Their legislative records are absolutely identical. The only difference is that McCarthy's comments after January 6th were even more damaging to the president than Mitch McConnell's comments.
Which he, by the way, gave behind a face mask because he loved his face mask so much.
Yeah, exactly. So it shows that the movement is mature. No. Matt Gaetz and the insurgents are not doing this for personal glory. They're not doing it because they're egomaniacs, as some want to say. But then there are a lot of questions about others. So what's interesting to me is, for example, Congresswoman Kat Comock from near Jacksonville, Florida, voting for Kevin McCarthy. Disgraceful. I have to give my hats off. I'm not a fan of Anna Paulina Luna, the new congresswoman from Tampa. I've made that pretty clear. But to her credit, she has stood up on this and voted with the insurgents. So kudos to her. I mean, one vote does not a career make, but I'm pleasantly surprised, and I give her credit where credit is due. But then there are others like Congressman Corey Mills, who I like very much, who I think is a real future leader for the conservative movement, probably a future U.S. senator or a future governor of Florida. But sadly, he's voting again with Kevin McCarthy. Thomas Massie, there's a guy I really like, truly a free thinker, probably the leading libertarian in the House. But again, voting for Kevin McCarthy. So there are some very real disappointments here, Owen.
Well, and let's see who are the first ones to fall off that McCarthy bandwagon, and if they jump on the Donald's bandwagon, which it seems the Freedom Caucus is committed to based off what we've heard today. So when we come back with Roger Stone, we're going to talk about who could be the future Speaker of the House. We'll give you the updated votes when we come back from this short break as well. And I want to figure out from Roger Stone, where did Matt Gaetz get this political brilliance from? Is someone advising him? Is he doing it all on his own? I think it's genius. We'll get Roger Stone's take on that and the future.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Still early, but from where it stands right now, it appears nothing has changed. And the results look like they're going to be the exact same or eerily similar to the first 6 votes. And so truly just a battle of futility, a war of attrition, perhaps, as McCarthy just keeps throwing his hat in the ring and keeps losing. I don't know what you call 0-for-7 with 7 strikeouts. The uranium sombrero, a triple platinum sombrero. I mean, this is really. I mean, if you're Kevin McCarthy, I don't know how you're just not completely embarrassed right now. Quite frankly, I mean, after the first 2 days, but then you do it for a third day, you never had the votes. Clearly, you never had the votes, and now we're going to know it for a 7th time. It appears. Okay, so maybe we'll get another 20 votes for Donald this go around. I suppose that he's the secondary leader in the clubhouse for the Republican nomination, Roger. Let me point 2 things out here and get your take on this with your political expertise. You know, Florida now to me represents where Republican policy needs to come from. It is now clearly the reddest state in the union. It's leading the way with policy and economics, even more than Texas. Ron DeSantis is the gold standard, I think, for a lot of people. You disagree, I know that. But I think a lot of people look at that. Byron Donalds from Florida, Matt Gaetz from Florida. Is this kind of a Florida emerging as the new leader of the GOP with its representatives? And do you see Byron Donalds becoming the favorite after McCarthy loses for a seventh straight time?
First of all, I'm not sure where you're getting that feed from, but it's just interesting that they listed as others, although based on my information, everybody who hasn't voted for either McCarthy or Jeffries has voted for Donalds. This is a willful attempt by someone in the media not to give him, momentum. I do think that he will very shortly be the front runner for Speaker. There is always the possibility, of course, that somebody could put the name of Donald J. Trump into a nomination on a future ballot. Lauren Boebert, who I think held her own with my friend Sean Hannity last night in a very fiery exchange between the two of them, said that she's thinking about nominating the president. Perhaps that could be the act which opens the logjam. I do have to address something you said. Governor DeSantis had his inauguration this week. It was he gave an excellent speech. But in the front row, somebody who wasn't at his previous inauguration, former Governor Jeb Bush. We learned recently that the Broward County school system has adopted a curriculum that includes CRT for our public school children in violation of the governor's executive order. Broward General Hospital is now insisting on masks once again for their unvaccinated employees, including emergency room nurses, in violation of the governor's order. And yes, I love the idea that Governor DeSantis has gone to the state Supreme Court to ask them to convene a grand jury to investigate whether Floridians were misled over the safety and effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccinations. But Governor DeSantis signed a law giving the manufacturers and those who promoted it complete legal immunity. So that's what is known as a head fake in public. Nobody will be held accountable. It's a political move. So I have my reservations. Look, everybody knows that I'm supporting Donald Trump in 2024. I hope that Ron DeSantis will stay in Florida. I hope he will keep his commitment on masks, on CRT and gender and sex lies being forced on our school children. Over the Christmas season, we had these drag queen shows being open to children again.
Yep.
Again, the governor pledged that that would not happen. And he's written some strong letters to those who sponsored those shows. But strong letters are not a substitute for action. I'd like him to stay here and do the job, prove his conservative bona fides rather than just his ability to grab a headline. And then perhaps down the road, he could be a Republican candidate for president.
So getting back to the House Speaker vote again, folks, it's not finished yet, but it looks like it's going to be the exact same result here. And McCarthy is going to fail for a seventh straight time. 0-7. He never had the votes once. He lied when he said he did. But the brilliance of Matt Gaetz, you know, Roger, this was something that really became present and clear to me right after New Year's. And then when he really dug in and committed to his anti-McCarthy stance, in spite of all the threats and the hemming and the hawing and the insults, he stood firm. A lot of people wouldn't have had not just the commitment to do that, but quite frankly, the political brilliance. He clearly had the foresight to know that he was going to be victorious in this standoff, unlike Kevin McCarthy. Where is Matt Gaetz getting advice from, or is he moving all on his own? To me, the political brilliance from Matt Gaetz truly put on display in the last 5 days.
Look, Matt Gaetz is a very, very smart guy. He served in the Florida State House before coming to the Congress. He knows how to count votes. He also knows from the beginning he knew what his hand was here. Now, I've had my differences with Matt Gaetz, very specifically when he, out of nowhere, started attacking Alex Jones a couple years ago. Never really understood that. Didn't like it. But my hat's off to him. I like Matt Gaetz. I still consider him a friend of mine, despite our sometimes differences. But he has conducted himself extraordinarily well in this entire controversy. He is his own man. He is a legislative genius. In other words, he knows the rules. He understands the media cycle. I was sorry to see Marjorie Taylor Greene abandon the insurgents and jump on board with Kevin McCarthy. Perhaps she wants to come on InfoWars and explain why she's done that. But Gaetz has been brilliant. And this clip you have up now, this is a perfect example of Matt Gaetz understanding the media. Trolling Kevin McCarthy over the fact that McCarthy decided to go squat, in the speaker's office when he hasn't been elected speaker, writing a letter to the architect of the Capitol demanding that McCarthy be removed. This is genius because Gaetz understands not only the legislative process, the politics behind all of this. Gaetz, for example, I'm sure anticipated being undercut or the attempt to undercut him with a statement by President Donald Trump. And his response was perfect. That Trump's statement did not change Gaetz's opinion of either McCarthy or Donald Trump. Now let's move on. And it has not moved any votes. And I think that that is key. I still do not rule out the possibility that Trump could be prevailed upon to become speaker himself. As you know, one does not have to be a member of the House to be elected speaker. Any American who is an adult is legally eligible to serve as speaker. I still wouldn't rule out the possibility that putting forward the name of Donald Trump is what could break this logjam. I'm not predicting it, but I am saying it should not be ruled out. I was just told on a text message that the president would not rule out serving if the party should decide in the House that that's what they wanted, meaning if his name was put in nomination, he would not send word to the Congress to remove his name. So as Donald Trump would say, let's see what happens.
And I believe it was early in the evening yesterday, Donald Trump released a statement basically saying it's time to support Donald's instead of McCarthy. I don't have that in front of me right now. So it was interesting.
That turns out to be a fake news.
Okay, all right. Yeah, thank you for clarifying that. I was going to say I didn't have the statement in front of me, but you know, here's what's interesting about this though. I'm not surprised that Mike Pence doesn't move the needle at all. I'm not surprised that Sean Hannity doesn't move the needle at all. I'm not surprised that Dan Crenshaw doesn't move the needle at all. But with Trump, it's a little different. It is a little surprising, and there's this line from the classic movie Basketball where they say, the Oakland Raiders moved from Oakland to Los Angeles back to Oakland and nobody noticed. It was kind of like that with Trump. It was like Trump reinvested his support for Kevin McCarthy for speaker and nobody noticed. I mean, it really didn't move the needle. I like Donald Trump. He's still the guy I want to support in 2024. But to me, it's a good sign that the movement is bigger than Trump. And there's other people in the movement that realize how important this speaker spot is. And getting the right guy in there is more important than getting the guy in there that the people that run the party want.
You know, the supreme irony here, of course, is that the insurgents are holding out against McCarthy because they are committed to the Trump agenda. There's the irony in itself. So the so-called rebels, the insurgents, they're more Trump than Trump when it comes to their agenda for America.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Roger Stone is with us. I know he's good for at least another segment, perhaps two. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the votes are coming in. I think we're going to have the exact same result as the last time. McCarthy is going to be short again. I think Donald's is going to receive 20, maybe even 21 votes this time around. Short break. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.